Today's New Testament reading is the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 3rd chapter. In the 15th year of the reign of Tiberius Caesar, Pontius Pilate being governor of Judea, and Herod being tetrarch of Galilee, and his brother Philip tetrarch of the region of Iturea and Trachonitis, and Lysanias tetrarch of Abilene, during the high priesthood of Annas and Caiaphas, the word of God came to John, the son of Zechariah, in the wilderness. And he went into all the region around the Jordan, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. As it is written in the book of the words of Isaiah the prophet, "The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his paths straight. Every valley shall be filled, and every mountain and hill shall be made low. And the crooked shall become straight, and the rough places shall become level ways. And all flesh shall see the salvation of God." He said therefore to the crowds that came out to be baptized by him, "You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bear fruits in keeping with repentance. And do not begin to say to yourselves, 'We have Abraham as our father.' For I tell you, God is able from these stones to raise up children for Abraham. Even now the axe is laid to the root of the trees. Every tree, therefore, that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire." And the crowds asked him, "What then shall we do?" And he answered them, "Whoever has two tunics is to share with him who has none, and whoever has food is to do likewise." Tax collectors also came to be baptized and said to him, "Teacher, what shall we do?" And he said to them, "Collect no more than you are authorized to do." Soldiers also asked him, "And we, what shall we do?" And he said to them, "Do not extort money from anyone by threats or by false accusation, and be content with your wages." As the people were in expectation, and all were questioning in their hearts concerning John whether he might be the Christ, John answered them all, saying, "I baptize you with water, but he who is mightier than I is coming, the strap of whose sandals I am not worthy to untie. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand to clear his threshing floor, and to gather the wheat into his barn, but the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire." So with many other exhortations he preached good news to the people. But Herod the tetrarch, who had been reproved by him for Herodias his brother's wife, and for all the evil things that Herod had done, added this to them all, that he locked up John in prison. This is the word of the Lord. For today's meditation on God's Word, we welcome Pastor Luke Zimmerman from Calvary Lutheran Church in Mechanicsburg, Pennsylvania.
Preparing the people for the Messiah's arrival was John's duty. That's why he went into all the region around the Jordan, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. The people needed to be straightened out, having their sins confronted with the Lord's law before they saw the salvation of God. John's message removes all their false confidence and hope. He boldly points out the truth. His audience is a brood of vipers, offspring of the serpent, children of those who are by nature sinful and unclean. Even if their family tree included someone as prominent as Abraham, that fact provides no protection from the Lord's wrath against sin. No security is found in that. John's call to repentance is sharp and unrelenting, but that's the way of the Lord's law. When those who live in lawlessness are unaware of what the Lord demands, there is blissful ignorance. Without such confrontation, no warning is given. Instead, there is a continuing in what is normal, having a life that is self-centered, self-serving, self-indulgent, and totally ignorant of the Lord's will, as well as his wrath against sin. When you hear John's preaching, you're called out of that ignorance. The Lord's law convicts you. It exposes your sin. It shows where you violated the Lord's standard of righteousness. But the goal of such preaching is not to leave you condemned. No, the preaching of repentance is meant to lead to the forgiveness of sins. And even John's preaching did that. For his words also foretold Jesus' work, the purification that Jesus would bring. The Messiah pours out the refiner's fire. The Messiah gives the cleansing. You're joined to his atoning death and glorious resurrection as you are baptized in his name. You receive the washing of the Holy Spirit and fire that John foretold. Jesus' gospel promise and all its power accompany the water. Jesus' baptism gives you a new birth. You don't find security in claiming Abraham as your father. Instead, you can rightly call God your father and trust in his salvation. Baptism makes you part of his household. It regenerates you. It sets you apart. It makes you holy. So as people who are born from above, born of God, you begin to live according to the Lord's will. That's the good fruit that you bear in your lives. John's calls to charity just scratch the surface of what that looks like. You can also read the Gospels and hear how Jesus instructs people to live righteously. You can read the apostles' letters and hear the exhortations that they give to the Lord's holy people. This teaches about the life of discipleship. The fruits of repentance are described with enough clarity that you can't miss it. And what is the result of all this preaching that you hear? You're changed. You're transformed from being the chaff that the Messiah will burn with unquenchable fire to being the wheat that he gathers in his barns for eternity. That's the Lord's gracious will for you. It's the outcome of hearing the preaching of repentance that leads to the forgiveness of sins and new life. Let that be so for you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
We thank Pastor Luke Zimmerman from Calvary Lutheran Church in Mechanicsburg, Pennsylvania, for today's meditation on God's Word.